The Attorney General of Texas is calling for the resignation of the Speaker of the Texas House. It's Wednesday, May 24th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, congratulations. We've made it halfway through the work week. I appreciate you spending part of your day here with the Texas Minute. Back in 2021, a big deal was made by lawmakers who passed legislation they said banned critical race theory in Texas schools. Coming up, you'll find out how school officials say they're purposefully ignoring the law. But before we get started, let me encourage you to check out the new Texas Scorecard investigative series called Destroying Souls. It's taking a painful look at sex trafficking in the Lone Star State. Part 1 on Monday looked at the history of sex slavery in Texas. Part 2 was released yesterday, and it examined how the government's response to the Chinese coronavirus hindered programs aimed at taking on sex trafficking. At noon today, Part 3 will explore the latest efforts to take on the sex slavery crisis. You can find that series at texasscorecard.com. While the Texas Senate passed legislation removing tenure for new faculty at the state's public universities, members of the Texas House instead approved a drastically rewritten measure that implements restrictions on the practice but doesn't eliminate it. Getting rid of tenure at Texas's colleges has been a priority for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, but with just days left in Texas's legislative session, these two vastly different approaches must be reconciled by the two chambers, and that's something observers say is increasingly unlikely. It's already been a crime in Texas to sell, distribute, or display patently offensive sexually explicit materials to minors, but legislation has now been approved by the Texas House and Senate that for the first time adds consequences for educators who do it. House Bill 4520 by Republican State Representative Cody Harris of Palestine adds exposing minors to harmful materials to the list of crimes that require the state to revoke an educator's teaching certificate. Additionally, educators convicted of the crime will also be disqualified from receiving benefits from the teacher retirement system. Left-wing school librarians had opposed the legislation, claiming it would criminalize their profession. The House passed HB 4520 earlier this month with a near-unanimous bipartisan vote, and the Senate approved it earlier this week. It now goes to Governor Greg Abbott for his consideration. Although state law bans Texas's public school officials from teaching critical race theory, a new video shows administrators from several Dallas area school districts admitting to infusing the curriculum with racist ideology. During Texas's 2021 legislative session, Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a measure that was designed to prevent teachers from utilizing critical race theory and prohibits teaching that one sex or race is inherently superior to another. Despite the prohibition on CRT, a new video from Accuracy in Media depicts several school administrators saying they simply ignore the law, including those from Capel ISD, Keller ISD, and Mesquite ISD. Keller ISD's Advanced Academic Coordinator, Donna Hodge, said her district simply renamed its curriculum so as to avoid violating the CRT ban. Rather than being deceitful and duplicitous, it seems like public schools should model responsible citizenship. But that might be too much to ask these days. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch the Texas Legislature live? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like the Headline, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Texas top lawyer said yesterday that House Speaker Dade Phelan needs to resign after being in a state of, quote, apparent debilitating intoxication while presiding over the state house. The comments from Attorney General Ken Paxton came in reference to a viral video that circulated on social media over the weekend showing Speaker Phelan on the speaker's dais slurring his words and acting in a manner that some allege is consistent with intoxication. Mr. Paxton also called on the House General Investigating Committee to open an investigation into Phelan for violating House rules, state law, and for conduct unbecoming his office. Speaker Phelan hasn't yet responded to Paxton's statement. For context, all this happened at the same time, literally, on Tuesday afternoon that the House's General Investigating Committee announced it was looking into the details surrounding a legal settlement that was reached between several former top-level AG staff who had been fired 2 years ago. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. The articles mentioned today were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Katie Marshall, Aaron Anderson, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.